Where do we find Jesus in our lives? Where do we encounter him? You know, it's not always in the place where we're comfortable, in a place where we kind of say, okay, I feel good about this. I'm excited to do this, or I'm excited to encounter this person or this moment. It's not always in those social circles where we kind of find ourselves encountering the Lord in a very powerful way. When I was over in Rome, I had the opportunity to walk every day to school. It was about a 2.5 mile walk. And along the way, I would encounter these different people. Got to know a couple of them pretty well. Some of them were gypsies, some of them were just poor. But they had a way of helping me remember, you know, that it's not all about me. When I encounter these people, it kind of revealed my own insecurities. I don't know if you've ever had that encounter when you encounter somebody who's poor and they're asking for something. Or maybe they're not even asking for something, but you just see, okay, this person, they could use some help. And am I willing to give help today? Or maybe I'm just willing to smile at them or talk to them. And sometimes in my own insecurity, I'd be uncomfortable. I would kind of be like, oh, maybe I just go to the other side of the street, or maybe I'll just go a different way this way, because today I know so-and-so is going to be along that spot and I don't want to be there. So sometimes we have these moments where we encounter Jesus and it doesn't feel comfortable, because Jesus is in the poor, he's in the sick, he's in those who sometimes are obnoxious to us, or we'd rather not be with them. And yet Jesus is there. He's asking us, will you be with me? Will you come and stand with me? You know, serving others and helping others is a way that we can encounter Jesus. If we look at the saints, again and again we see this, especially those who are devoted to service, to caring for the poor, the sick, missionaries, etc. They always saw in these moments an encounter with Jesus. Do we see that encounter? Do we see Jesus in those people around us? You know, sometimes when we encounter these people, we want to fix it. We want to make it better. I know for myself, that's often what my first desire is. Lord, help me to fix this person. You know, if I just say the right things or do the right things, maybe I can help them. And most of the time, that's not what Jesus is asking us. He's just asking us to be there, to be present to that person, to be present in that moment, that situation. How often, though, do we kind of shy away? I don't have time for this right now, or I'm uncomfortable, so I'm not gonna address this person. Sometimes we're impatient with those around us. How often, for me as a priest, that's a challenge to my ministry. When somebody comes and they need something, or they just want to talk, or they just want to say hello, and I'm occupied with some benign thing that, you know, could wait till later, and yet it's like, I'm doing this, this is what I want to do, and instead of being present to that person, I miss that opportunity to be with Jesus. You know, if you're a parent, I'm sure you have that all the time. I have a moment to be with Jesus in my child. Or if you're a physician, or at your work, or a receptionist, or whatever, being present to those people who come to us. How do we do that? How do we meet Jesus? You know, Jesus is the only one. He's the only one that could just say, well, I don't need to give you my time. You know, I don't need to be with you. I'm sufficient in myself. I'm God, you know. And yet, he comes to us in mercy. He meets us where we are. He never says, I'll see you later. I'm busy. I can't talk to you right now. He always has time for us. Are we willing to have time for our brothers and sisters, for those in need? Who are those people? When we ask ourselves, who are those people that just, I don't have time for that. I don't want to have time for that. I'm busy, and I don't have this moment of freedom to entertain their needs. It's a good question for us to ask. Are we more focused on me and getting attention for my needs, for what I want to do? Or are we willing to do the merciful thing? Are we willing to give mercy, to be just, to give one another what we owe? Approaching with the eyes of God, seeing our brothers and sisters, opening our arms and our lives to those around us. Think of Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, the little flower. She was a saint who often, when she was in the convent, she would often take these moments just to listen. When somebody was complaining, or somebody was having a hard day or whatever. In fact, there were a few people that she wrote in her journal that they never knew, but she was just, it drove her nuts to be with that person or to be in that situation. And yet she very humbly just said, this is my duty in this moment. The duty of the moment is to be with this person. How often do we do that? Or do we submit our feelings and our desires in the moment just to say, okay, Lord, you're asking me to be open, to be listening, to be attentive to my spouse, to my neighbor, to my child. It's a challenge, isn't it? It's a challenge to put others first. And yet, you know, how often we can, maybe on our best days we can do that, but on our days when things aren't going right or whatever, do we use that as an excuse to say, Lord, I don't want to be here right now. I don't want to do this right now. I want to do my thing. I want to get my work done. I want to, whatever it is, you know. We have those moments. So I think it's good for us to take a moment to examine our lives. Humility is that putting others first, not seeking to be first. Putting, you know, the poor, the soul that needs our attention in that moment first in our lives. To examine our lives, I think, is an important thing. So three things maybe, just examine. Do I seek attention from others, but I fail to give attention when they need it? In my speech, am I more intent on my response than I am on listening? When I'm in a conversation with somebody, how do I approach that conversation? Is it all about me, what I'm going to say, and how important it is that I need to speak or I need to say the right thing? Or do I listen and respond with love to that person? And then are we open to constructive criticism? This is an important thing. If we never can hear from others, hey, you could work on this, or maybe we can read it in the eyes of our spouse, or the eyes of our children, or the eyes of our friends. I'm hurting them, or I need to be attentive to this area of my life where I can change. I think that's the invitation for us today in our scripture readings, both in Sirach and in the gospel. We're kind of invited to reflect on a life of humility, and how do we grow in that. I'd like to close today with a litany of humility. It's one of my favorite prayers. Even though I pray it sometimes, I'm still working on it every day. So maybe you've heard it before, but it goes like this. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being calumniated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen and I set aside, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I unnoticed, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it.